Action. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, Bergen County man has been found guilty of murder for a second time in connection with a gruesome killing 12 years ago of a real estate agent. Prosecutor says 48-year-old Daniel Rocha beat Barbara Vernieri at her East Rutherford home and then torched the crime scene while she was still alive. He was convicted in 2017, but an appellate division ruling in 2022 found that the DNA evidence in the case was unreliable. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is teaming up with New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis to introduce legislation aiming at blocking the implementation of the congestion tax. He says that toll will help what he calls a money-hungry MTA that has long been mismanaged.
They accidentally spent $1 billion on the new Second Avenue subway stop. Fare skippers alone cost them $700 million last year. People who just didn't pay to ride. They inadvertently spent $1.42 billion on overtime pay in 2023.
On Wednesday, he visited MTA headquarters after the agency failed to comply with an official Freedom of Information law request. Police have been investigating after a threatening message was found at Dwight Inglewood Middle School Monday during spring break. It was reported that the graffiti threatened the school, but also mentioned the Black and Hispanic communities. Ozone, smog, and soot continue to pose real problems in the Garden State, but a 2024 report from the American Lung Association suggests air quality is improving a bit in parts of the Garden State.
Nine counties in New Jersey posted their best results for ozone, but a couple spots are on the other end of the spectrum.
We saw failing grades in Bergen and Mercer counties.
Michael Sealback with American Lung Association says it was all A's and B's for particle pollution, but that's expected to become a bigger problem as wildfires become more common. The report notes both ozone and particle pollution can contribute to premature death and other serious health effects such as asthma and strokes. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Did you hear the temps are rising in time for the weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
It's 11:03. Here's New Jersey Fast Traffic.
78 West delays approaching Phillipsburg, exit 3. It looks like it is construction work. We have also got some construction now on the Garden State Parkway southbound exiting at 130 in Woodbridge. That off-ramp is closed. It is a little bit slow there. And then we have got some roving repairs both directions from south of 100 in Tinton Falls to south of 89 in Lakewood. Sweeping operations on the right side both directions on the parkway until 5 a.m. Northbound express lane still a crash on the shoulder by 114. Southbound express lanes, we've got that construction work from 109 to 105. Turnpike northbound truck lanes are closed. You got southbound work in the cars 7 to 6 and southbound work at 4. 295 south has road work near exit 43, and now it's slow into the Aljo curve as they may be shutting all lanes down there because of construction. Jerseybound Gothels Bridge, couple lanes closed for construction. Leaving New Jersey, the Outer Bridge crossing has some work at the toll plaza. 280 west crawls across the Stickle Bridge. Two lanes closed for construction work. 3 west is also a jam into the western spur with repairs, and again in Clifton into the Garden State Parkway. Lower deck closed at the George Washington Bridge, leaving New Jersey. Delays have cleared upstairs. Lincoln Tunnel good. The Holland Tunnel likely to lose a lane shortly for construction work. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 1118, New Jersey 101.5.
What do you think? We want to know. Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will be cold through the overnight hours with a mainly clear sky. We'll have some frost, even a freeze in some areas. Low temperatures in the 30s, and some spots in the northwest hills will dip below freezing. A little milder Friday with a good deal of sunshine. High 60 to 65. It'll be in the 50s at the shore. Mainly clear, chilly again Friday night. Lows 35 to 40. And becoming cloudy Saturday with a shower in spots late in the day or at night. Highs close to 60, but highs into the 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.